Welcome, Wisdom Keeper. Taking a comfortable seat, close your eyes down. Take a deep inhale in through the nose and sigh it out through the mouth. Attune yourself to your breath, placing a hand on your belly. With every inhale, the belly gently rises, and with each exhale, the belly softens. Begin to breathe in a deep, slow, rhythmic way. With each breath, letting go of the frequency of the mind, dropping deeper into your body. Bring your awareness now to your third eye, imagining it opening like a projector with a blank screen in front of you. Feel the vast possibility of this wide, white, open landscape. Begin to walk towards this realm of possibility through your mind's eye. See yourself now walking on a path through the woods. Feel the earth, damp and moist, soft beneath your feet. Take in the sounds of the birds, the squirrels, and the wilderness around you. As you walk, the foliage becomes denser, leaves gently brushing against your skin. You walk until you come to an opening. In here, just as in every fairy tale, you see a beautiful, adorned bed. You feel called to lie yourself down upon this bed. As you do so, you're enveloped in a bubble of light. Picture, feel yourself here now, lying down in this bed of light. Feel the softness beneath your body, the warmth enveloping you, feeling your breath inhaling and exhaling. You feel loved and cared for, completely nurtured in this space. As you lie here and breathe, your guides gently enter your energetic system. They place a hand upon and within each of your seven major chakras, from root to crown. As their energy gently presses against your chakra system, it's as if they're being unlocked and opened to receive a deeper truth. Beams of light begin to pulsate and radiate from your body out of this energetic container. As each of them opened, distortions are revealed around how you carry yourself in this world. Armor, hardened aspects of self that have been layered upon layer of your very being, to make you feel safe and protected. Ask yourself now, are you willing, are you ready to let go of this false armoring, this false sense of protection? When you're ready to acquiesce, take a deep inhale in and sigh it out. As you do so, a sword of light appears. Your guides and angels place it down over the front of your body as it's locked into each chakra. It It sinks down through the layers, settling into the very core of light of you, into your Ahara line, your sword of truth. Notice how it feels as it enters your body, if there's any particular colors or sensations. You place your hands over your heart, feeling the sword of truth melding and enmeshing with you, helping to inform you. Breathe here for a moment. The sword of truth is here to let you know that is not a weapon, but a tool. It is not a sword to be used against others. We're no longer aligning with the need to armor oneself from the world. Rather, we're reversing this pattern and allowing ourselves to open to receive what is in our highest and best interest, and to use this sword of light to discern the difference between the two. The sword of truth is here for you to cut the cords with the old stories, patterns, and distortions that keep you hardened, that align you with anger and the need to fight against, rather to open to. Releasing the need to fight against, and instead align yourself to open to the deeper truth of who you are. A strong, powerful being capable of weathering any emotional storm or situation that's thrown your way. Take a deep inhale now. Exhale. As you breathe now, just allowing your truth to be infused with the knowing that you have the strength within you as you encode yourself with the information and the wisdom of the sword of truth, the sword of light that now lives within your body. You feel yourself awaken in this beautiful bed, the casket of light gently opening. As you take a deep breath in, you begin to stretch and move, feeling a softness rather than any rigidity in your body. There's a newfound suppleness of strength that's in alignment with who you really are, a wisdom keeper here to awaken in the here and now, bringing more love and peace and forgiveness and generosity to this world. You begin to rise from your peaceful energetic slumber, coming onto your feet. Placing your hands over your heart, you turn to the bed of light and bow in gratitude to your guides and your angels who have helped to witness and facilitate this process today. Now you begin to walk back down the path whence you came, again attuning yourself to the beauty of the forest around you, feeling completely grounded and held as you move with softness and grace and ease. You feel the strength of the sword within you aligned from toe to crown. You begin to walk back out of this path through to the open canvas projected by your mind's eye. Feel yourself now coming back in to your body, in through your third eye, feeling your physical self in the here and now. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Feel your body with your hands. Take a deep inhale in. Exhale through the mouth. And gently move or shake your body to feel yourself present and alive. Take a moment now to write down any additional messages or sensations that you feel are important for yourself to remember. Allow yourself to be guided by this newfound strength that comes from a place of openness, softness, sovereignty aligned with the divine.